For years, Elizabeth Elliot has been pointing women to Jesus and challenging them to live a life characterized by love, good deeds, and devotion to God's Word. Elizabeth reminds us that anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today for the last time on the subject of the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit, this is the end of a series that we've been doing. Let's remember that we have our specially assigned place in God's scheme of things. If all the baggage handlers and the mechanics decided that they wanted to be in the cockpit of the 747, there wouldn't be a flight, would there? Many humble jobs have to be done, and they must be faithfully done and faithfully accepted in order for Flight 692 to take off. Think of the thousands of people behind every pilot who is sitting there in the cockpit actually flying a plane. It's the work of the body of Christ that counts, each member acting according to the designer's design, each with different gifts given out of what the Bible calls his magnificently varied grace. Grace is God himself. His energy, his purposes carried out in the church and in each individual soul. That's what counts. Think about the wonderful unity and interdependence of the nine fruits of the Spirit. The more you study these nine fruits, the more you realize that all of them depend on all the rest. The first three, I think, comprise all the rest. But it's good that the Holy Spirit has given us the specific ways in which love, joy, and peace should be evidenced in our lives. If we really love, we will be patient and kind and good and faithful and gentle and self-controlled. But they are spelled out. Love, joy, peace. Are those the outstanding characteristics of your life? I wish I could say that they are of mine. I know it's not always true. I'm very far from exhibiting those three spirit-controlled characteristics at all times. Let's pray that the Lord will give us his love, his joy, his peace. He loved us with a love which is everlasting. He gives us joy unspeakable and full of glory, the Bible says, and he gives us peace that passes understanding, a peace that is not anything like the kind of peace that the world gives. And the next one, the fourth fruit of the Spirit, is patience, and then kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. How does your life stack up against those? All those qualities spring from love. All are the fruit of divine love, God living in you and me, shaping and molding us to the pattern of Christ. And it's the same Lord Jesus Christ who lives in us by his Spirit when we invite him to come in, when we ask him to take control. And so whatever church we go to, whatever denomination we may belong to, whatever the label that people put on you, the crucial question is, does Jesus Christ live in you? Do you live your life in Christ? Is he living his life in you, shaping and molding you to the pattern of Christ? And the pattern is given to us in these fruits of the Spirit. A very practical illustration of what we're talking about is expressed in a letter that I received from one of our radio listeners. She says, I have wanted to write you and let you know what the Lord has done. I was the lonely girl that wrote to you months ago and was frustrated with the desire to marry. You used my letter on your broadcast with your favorite hymns, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. I must say, when I got your note asking if you could use it, I was somewhat anxious because at that point I was still clinging to my Isaac, At least that's what I felt it was as I read the account of Abraham offering up his most precious treasure. I wish I could say that I reacted as Abraham did, but of course I didn't. I kicked some, but the Lord dealt with this issue. As a matter of fact, the week of your program using the hymn A Mighty Fortress, the Lord was preparing within my heart. I'd read and heard several items dealing with these precious desires and dreams we hold on to. And then when you advised to let go, I sat there and thought, Lord, I'm not sure I know how to let go in this area. It had held me for so long. But I asked him to show me how. I felt I needed to talk or to pray with someone. And 5 minutes later, a friend called and asked if that had been my letter that you read on your program. I had shared with her earlier and asked her to pray that the Lord would prepare my heart for any counsel that he'd have for me through that program. And she said she was just getting out of her car when you began to read my letter. So she shut the door and had been praying for me all morning. I didn't get to hear the program until the afternoon broadcast. We prayed together again. The following Sunday, I got to church and the message was, "What's your Isaac?" I couldn't help laughing. It was the Lord. I felt such a relief after I said, "Okay, Father, it's yours." And I've been so free of it since then. I still desire to marry if it is of him, but it doesn't hold me bound in my thoughts like it did prior. I've found an increasing burden for singles, asking the Lord how he would have me pray and be used there. Several of us met in Atlanta to hear you at a women's conference, and we were reminded of several areas, especially in the realm of being a cleansed, empty, and available vessel for him. Back in May, the Lord made it clear that I'd been running from his will about my going to the foreign mission field. Much has happened since then, and I want to obey him and to love him more. Thank you so much for being obedient to the Lord in telling the truth in love. Many of your programs have stung and not always been words that my flesh liked to hear, but it's been the Lord's hand in setting me free. I did want to share this praise, as it has always lifted my heart when someone has come to me with something of praise in what we've set before the Father. I'm sure that many of my listeners today will be rejoicing with this young woman, and I think it may have touched you on a very tender place. Somebody out there has been having exactly the same kind of a struggle. Maybe not over the question of singleness, maybe so. But what is that point at which God is putting his finger and saying, "Let go. Give it to me. Give it all to Jesus." You know what that point is. I don't know. But maybe you'd want to write and tell me about it so that other listeners could praise the Lord together. We talk about problems so often. It's wonderful to get a letter telling about how the Lord answered the question. The Lord dealt with that woman, and the Lord did, in his mercy, use words that were spoken on this program. That's the prayer that Linda and I pray every morning when we do our taping together. We pray that the Lord will open the hearts of hearers, that he will empower us with his Holy Spirit to do the jobs that he's given us to do here in the studio. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Wouldn't it be a good idea to put those on a little card? That's what I've done. I just type them out on a little card, which I keep in my Bible. And when I come upon that little card, I pray for those 9 qualities of the Holy Spirit, that God will be constantly transfiguring and transforming my life, that he will live his life so fully in me that there will be nothing of myself left, that there will be no hesitation in doing the will of God. If he is asking you today to lay your Isaac on the altar, will you do that? You've heard the testimony of one woman who said she found freedom, she found peace, she found joy in obedience. The liberty of obedience. It's freedom, it's gladness. And that is exactly what God wants to give you today. Let it go. Don't hang on to it. Open your hands. You may be amazed at what the Lord will do for you. Let me just pray for you right now. Father, you know. Who has ears to hear the words that have been spoken today? Father, I pray that you will give that person grace to do the thing that you are asking. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.